Hello, everyone, and welcome to Flying Solo Podcast. Today, we have an incredible guest. It's Rosa Azzella. She is an incredible headwear and headpiece designer joining us, and we'll talk more about her journey, about her collections. Rosa, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for having me. It's an honor for me talking with you. A long time don't speak with you. I miss you. I miss my family, Flying Solo family. So I really appreciate you thinking of me and inviting me to your podcast. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's start from the very beginning. So tell us about your brand and when did you start? What was the point when you like, that is when I want to start my brand and want to go for it? What was it?
Okay. When I start with the idea that make hats was in 2017 around. But since I was a very young, very child, for me, I really wanted to be a fashion designer. So make a big shows. So being in New York Fashion Week and all that stuff when I was child. So I remembered that my mom have a sewing machine. And I asked her, "Mom, what is that?" And she said, "It's a sewing machine. You can make clothes with that." And I was like, "Really? You can make your own clothes with that machine?" Yes. The problem is my mom never opened the box and never used the sewing machine. So I never learned to play with the made clothes and everything. So I opened my mom's closet and I dressed up with the dresses. And it was my favorite game, play with the closet of my mom. So it's weird because I always wanted to be a fashion designer for clothes, just for clothes. And I don't know what happened for some reason. And one day I think I want to make hats. And I trying and I start with the process. I studied the basic for make hats. And Elizabeth, I can explain you the, I don't know, it's very like a therapeutic. The process for make a hat, that's why I fell in love and I found my passion, made hats. And no more clothes, nothing, just hats. And I am obsessed making hats.
So what was the very first hat that you made? How did it look like?
The first, in 2017, 18 around, I made my first hat. And I was very insecure. I was like, I don't know, it's correct. I don't know. The people is laughing on me about that. And I was very insecure. But the process was very, very joined for myself. So I was like, I don't care if my hat is not pretty, if the people don't buy it. I want to make hats because it's a therapy for me. Because I love the process, because I love making hats. So I start making more and more and playing and, I don't know, combining, matching with colors, textures, different things. So, and I am obsessed now.
That is so great. And what do you usually use for material? So do you make straw hats only, or do you use any other materials when you make them?
I use a lot of the felts are my favorites. The felts and cinnamide, but the felts with rabbit hair is my favorite, but the cinnamide, I love cinnamide because you can, I don't know, make a lot of shapes, and it's very easy, very, very hands-on with the steam, the fabric, and the hat blocks. All the things make the, I don't know, like a magic when you have the piece. You can believe that you make that. I don't know, it's like a magic. But when I make with a cinnamon hats, it's like a Kentucky Derby, something like that. So it's very theatrical, like dramas. Yeah, and drama, and it's all me.
That's definitely a lot of drama, especially when you're wearing such an incredible headpiece. It's always something in the prison when they enter the room. They're like, oh, my God, what is that? And when can I get it? How long does it normally take you to make one of your pieces at the piece ballpark?
It depends. Depends on the material. Depends on the weather. Because you put the fabric in the hat block, and you put in the sun, and the better sun, the more hat is faster. But sometimes it's difficult. Maybe 3 days, maybe 2 days for drying, and for make the shape and sewing and everything. Maybe like a week, 5 or a week for make one hat.
Well, this is incredible. So it takes the entire week. So if anyone is wearing one of your pieces, that took basically a week of your work to create one of those.
Yeah.
How did your design transform from 2017 to now? Do you believe that it became more statement or more eclectic, or did you have like different seasons with different colors? How does it normally evolve?
I try to make something more in this time. I try to make something more wearable, because the people say, "Oh, I like the hat, but I don't know when I can use that hat." And I say, "Any day, when you have time, when you have go to your friends with your I don't know, like a brunch." In the 20s, all the people wear hats, and that, I think that is so romantic and so elegant, very dramatic. So I'm trying to make something similar, but a little more in this time, and more modern, more easy to wear, like it's not complicated. And I told all the people, Try the hat, because I used hats when I was a child, but then nobody used hats. So when I started to wear hats, I was so like, oh my God, this is so fun. And I tell all the people, try, see in the middle of your face. And all the people smiling, and they feel different when they are wearing Rosa Isela's hats, because you have to connect with your piece. It's not like, I need a hat for the sun and that's it. No, you need to connect. You need to find the specific piece for your face, for your energy, and I don't know. I think it's a special moment when you are looking for a hat.
I agree, 100% agree with that. It's definitely need to be a very special moment when you're wearing one, and you have to be, you know, like excited about it. So let's talk more about Fashion Week. So you participated in Fashion Week twice with us, and it was in 2022. So why did you do it? Why did you decide to go on the global stage? I know that it always was a dream for you, but what was the reasoning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I participated with you 3 times in 2000. Yeah, three. 2022 in February and September, in 2023 in September. Oh my God, it was the best experience in my life. You make my dream come true. Thank you. Yes. And I remember my first time was snowing outside. It was beautiful, but it was snowing, I remember. So in my career was before and after, because nobody knows Rosa Isela before the Fashion Week. So that day I make a lot of connection, a lot of more clients, the people are asking for my hats and a lot of publications. So I am so grateful for I'm grateful because I found you.
Thank you, Senor. Thank you, Rosa. Yes, I remember that show. I remember the snowing outside.
Yeah,
I remember your incredible designs walking down the runway. So nothing stopped us, right? Like no small, no good weather. Nothing will stop Flying Solo from doing a show.
No. It's part of the show. The pictures are amazing. I can imagine the models, how was walking, but my hat looks amazing. And the picture, oh my God, the view was, I don't know, spectacular.
Yeah, it was a spectacular view for sure. And I remember that a year later, there were some designers that were participating with us. They're like, why can't we have snow outside? I was like, look, it wasn't necessarily. And it'll be snowing on the day of our show, but it did. Sometimes it just happened and we went through that. But yeah, pictures are incredible. I think you can still find all of them on Getty Images and in publications and everything. It's literally just the gigantic snowflakes through the show.
Yeah, that picture are the best. And oh my God, thank you for the snow. Thank you. Yeah, it was amazing. I never going to forget that. It was a very special day and was my first fashion week in New York. For me, it was like, oh my God, I'm really living that. Yeah. That's why I miss you. I miss you, but maybe next year.
Well, absolutely. So what is next for your brand? Are you preparing new collection? Are you excited about the next season?
Yeah, super excited, super. Because for now, I'm playing the fall and winter collection. It's going to be inspired of Jackie Kennedy, the pillbox, remember? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I am packing the hat for send to Flying Solo. So yes, I'm going to have the new collection. It's with the materials are a lot of felts, and how I say that my favorite is rabbit hair, man. But wool and a little Swarovskis. I don't know, different things, different textures. I'm super excited about this collection because it's the whole pillbox hats. So it's very elegant, dramatic, sexy.
I see. Well, we are so excited to see your new collection. And where can listeners find you? So obviously in Flying Solo, but where else? Like, are you selling on your website, on your Instagram?
Yes, I sell it in my rosaisela.com.
Okay.
And you can see all my work in Rosaisela Couture in Instagram. But yeah, you can find my own pieces in Flying Solo New York. And one thing that I want to say is that every piece is one of the kind. So the pieces that you have in New York, I don't have it. So the pieces is in another store, I don't have it. So every piece is unique, like us, unique.
Yes. Well, it is truly incredible. So basically, if you're buying one of your pieces, you'll be wearing a piece of art that will never be replicated, and it'll be just one of one, and you'll be a part of the journey. So Rosa, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your incredible story with our listeners. So please find Rosa Izella on her website, rosaizella.com, and Rosa Izella Couture on Instagram. Thank you again. And I'm so looking forward to seeing you in person and fashion. Like, so hopefully the next season we'll see you here.
Yeah, for sure. Next year, see you there.
Okay, great. Thank you, Rosa. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.